Beloved Creator, beings of love and light, spirits of all present, we are gathered here now, and we ask for intercession, fortitude, and prevalence in our stand against tyranny of any kind, and the many violations of our rights to exercise our judgments, discernments, and individual free will. This is our appeal to heaven and to all heavenly divine energies, that we prevail with so much strength and light that our opposers and our oppressors cannot help but see and can't help but agree. Help us move our communities, our state, our country, and the peoples of our beautiful planet who simply want peace, freedom to live our lives, love our families, and build a better planet. Let it be so, and so it is.
My name's Ron Froman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide General Assembly. I'd like to talk about the First Amendment. I'm going to read it. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, comma, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, semicolon, or abridging the freedom of speech, comma, or of the press, semicolon, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, comma, and to petition the government for redress of grievance. Okay. So people say the First Amendment is free speech. That's just a teeny bit of it. When they came here at the beginning, and the Romans got here in 1664 from Holland, and religious freedom was very important to most of the people that came here because they didn't have that and a lot of other freedoms in England and in Europe. But they wanted that here. But when they got here, they divided themselves up into colonies. And if you wanted to have a different religion from the colony, you had to leave the colony, because they all wanted to be the same kind of religion. There was no freedom of religion. That was not part of the deal. That didn't come along until 1776. So that's one thing. Then the next thing is, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind required that they shall declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Okay? So, God's in the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Then the next thing we come up with is, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator. Aha, God again. With certain unalienable rights. So our rights come from our Creator. If you don't have a Creator, if you don't have nature's God, then you don't have any rights. Not here. So if you're an atheist, you don't have rights. It says so right here, in writing, since 1776. If you have no Creator, you have no God, you're an atheist or agnostic, then you have no rights. You have no honor, you have no oath, and you can't hold a position of trust. All that's based on having a Creator. So there's guys around like Cliff High that say, the Nephilim and the giants in the Bible and all of that stuff. They're all creatures from outer space that invented us. We don't know. That's all opinion. But even if that's true, who created them that they could come here and create us? So there is a creator somewhere along the line. And if you don't have one, then you're alone in your own being. And as such, I can't trust you. And you can't trust anybody that has no God. That's just it. If you don't like it, can't help you. The documents that we live under supposedly, allegedly, guarantee that. Now, I define the words I use, and I define them from the dictionaries and from the documents that define us. And Black's Law, and Webster's Living, so today I'm watching on probably Brighteon or BitChute, one of those. I shared it with Laura about the Torah and the Talmud and the people in Israel and other places that follow the religion of Judaism. If you believe that, the guys with the hats, the braids, those folks believe that Goyim, such as me and most of you, are here to be their slaves. That's a bit harsh. So then I looked up slavery, and you can go look it up yourself. Slavery exists in 167 countries today. Interesting, huh? They know it, they can't stop it, and that's the way it is. 167 countries have slavery. They doctor it up, they put lipstick on the pig, but there it is. Doesn't change it. And so then I thought about some other things. Not long ago, a lady on one of our programs challenged us because we wanted to go back to original jurisdiction of the original documents before South Carolina left the Union and after Oregon became a state. That little section is original jurisdiction before it got taken over by de facto. And she was talking about, if that goes away, then women's rights goes away. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Do you know what year women got to vote in Switzerland? 1971. So now you tell me all about all that freedom stuff, rights to religion, rights to vote. Yeah, women got to vote in Switzerland in 1971. So then I'm looking, how do we deal with this? The Talmud and the Torah, two religious books from Judaism, are not very friendly to Goyim, people such as myself. So then, wow. Then I'm looking and it says, when I'm trying to research, did the Pope say that he was rewriting the Ten Commandments? Yeah, he did. He's going to add two new ones. That doesn't seem quite right to me. I could be wrong. I'm wrong on lots of stuff frequently. But that doesn't seem right. Then I'm watching and a guy is talking about Islam and how Islam is the religion of peace. And the first part of the Quran has all of the peaceful phrases in it. And it is, I won't answer that. And it is all about peace and kindness and the good things. Then a little bit later on in the Quran, it says, if there's ever a conflict in two phrases in the Quran where they don't agree, then you must take the most recent one. All of the peaceful phrases in the Quran are at the beginning, and all the ones that say, infidel men shall be killed, converted, or forced to pay a fee, and women are chattel. And jihad is how you spread the word. War. Killing. That's all in the back half of the Quran that says the latest phrases will be the ones that you follow. So they can read all the front half of the book to you that they want, but their Sharia law says the ones in the back half are the ones that will follow. So now, here I am. Mute, please. Mute, please. So here I am. When I was 13, I was baptized in the LDS Church, Latter-day Saints, Mormon, Reno. And I thought that was pretty cool because I had started being a Mormon when I was in the fourth grade. So I went to tell my grandfather. I said, Gramps, guess what? I got baptized. And he laughed and he hugged me and put his arm around me and he gave me a good squeeze. And he says, that's okay, it'll wear off. So when we're looking at this religion thing, religion is a belief in a supreme being, God, a creator. It doesn't mean Catholic, Jew, or Muslim. It doesn't mean Hindu or like the Japanese venerate their ancestors. It's a belief in good, in righteous, in not being bad, not being evil. Satanism is not a religion. You can look it up in these books that I've been reading this afternoon. It doesn't meet the mark. Most organized religions that we have today, the church has given up the right to be a church when they sign up to be a 501c3 with the IRS. They give their allegiance to the IRS in exchange for being tax-free. These righteous pastors that are not, that have a 501c3 church, really nice church, all the good stuff, living the good life. Some of them have mega churches, giant crystal palaces in Orange County, and they call it religion, and it's not. It's a business. It's just like government is not government. It's incorporated. It's a business. And the Oregon Statewide General Assembly is here to change that. Now, we removed the de facto lawfully and returned to a de jure form of government. And we've done it. When we notified the state of Oregon that we were Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, and I'll read that. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, that all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. We sent that to the judiciary, the executive, the legislative on Oregon. We sent it to the United States Department of Justice, the FBI, and the Marshals, and the U.S. Marine Corps. We notified them all that that's who we were, and they acquiesced to it. When they acquiesced to it, they acknowledged that we were the provisional government on Oregon. And when we go to court and it's not defend, stand with our members of our Jural Assembly, and we provide the court with a claim of cognizance that they have no authority over the body, mind, spirit, flesh, blood, soul, Oregonian men and women with their kids on the land, they stand back. They do not press the issue. They retreat. They call a recess and lock the doors and won't let people back in that courtroom on that case. And 18 months later, they never call the case again. That kind of stuff is happening. They won't stand up to us, but they won't back down and quit. We beat on the doors at the Oregon State Police building, four of us. Charlie, Farwell, Brandon, and Ron. And they wouldn't answer the door. The state cops would not answer the door to their own building when we were beating on it. And when we went and looked in the window, they closed the blinds. So this is what we're doing. We're doing all of the amendments, and we're doing all of the founding documents. And we will have a constitutional Republican form of government on Oregon. And we will extend that out to the other 32 states and 17 territories this year, 2023. And I yield. Hello, my name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I have an invitation to read. I sent this invitation out to 384 people today. Some of them may be persons, but they're all supposed to be people. In any case, the title is An Invitation to Return to a Constitutional Republican Form of Government This Year, 2023. Greetings. Please extend this invitation to those you know that I have missed. Let's do it. as men and women with our progeny on the land and soil without ruler and subjects. The goal is return to a constitutional republican form of government in the de jure original jurisdiction found after Oregon became the last 33rd of the several states of the United States of America, and before South Carolina seceded from the Confederation and Perpetual Union. This year, 2023, in Philadelphia. I like August and be home by harvest time. Whatever you claim, be prepared to provide supporting evidence. We are the Provisional De Jure Government on Oregon, aka Article 1, Section 1 of Oregon's Constitution, and the United States of America's apostrophe S Constitution, Amendment 10127, Article 3, et alia, circa 1859. Oregon Statewide, aka Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, semicolon. Signed, sealed, stamped, witnessed with proof of service, and acquiesced to and defaulted on by the U.S. DOJ, the FBI, the U.S. Marshal Services, the United States Marine Corps, Department of Defense, the State of Oregon, a.k.a. all caps State of Oregon, apostrophe S, executive, legislative, judiciary, and 36 sheriffs, all published and without rebuttal on www.orsja.org. Our bona fides are in order. What took us four years, you can do and be lawfully accomplished by any state, commonwealth, or territory in the de facto in 30 days and 21 days in the de jure. Your state, commonwealth, or territories, apostrophe S, provisional governments, apostrophe S, paperwork, using our procedure, requires 15 hours of work, 5 or 6 people, $50 in postage, $40 for a seal, and your paperwork is complete without rebuttal. If you get a rebuttal, extremely doubtful, we will deal with it together. We have a civilian court of record, a grand jury, a trial jury pool. We have implemented Ex parte Milligan and nullified martial law, Lieber Code, and FEMA. We have held 5 grand jury hearings and found presentments and true bills. We have had 5 Article 3, 1 Supreme Court claiming original jurisdiction found in our Amendment 7 court, whose jury verdict has no appeal in fact. With full faith and credit, we offer that court to you. This is in living testimony in the form of an affidavit of truth by me. I am known as one of the people, clerk of the Civilian Court of Record of the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, Ron Vroman, the common man, private, Ronald Charles Vroman, in cursive on my birth certificate, and as trustee to the Private Membership Association, Ronald Charles Vroman, in all caps, the straw man, also known as Ronald Charles Vroman, private attorney general by the United States Congress, 42 U.S.C. 1988 and 18 U.S.C. 1510 and 18 U.S.C. 1512, to be known as one of the people, also qualified criminal investigator and federal witness, and by living testimony without rebuttal, status identified and without rebuttal, in the City of Beaverton Public Record, Beaverton Municipal Court, United States Federal District Court, Portland, Oregon, United States Navy Veteran, 515-9365, discharged. The flesh, blood, soul, body, mind, spirit, a man on Oregon, an Oregonian, a continuous traveler, a non-U.S. citizen born August 14, 1938, Reno, Nevada, with 2 ancestors, a father and son, direct bloodline, that fought for New York in our revolution. My mother's father, Stockwell Gonzalez, 1786, New Mexico. General delivery, Beaverton, Oregon, (97005, and that's brackets, not parentheses, 503-641-8375. Ron Vroman, 38@gmail.com. With full faith and credit, governing law is established in this document at this time to be Declaration of Independence, Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, Oregon _S, Original Constitution circa 1859, and the United States of America's _S Constitution circa 1859. ORCP 20A, Clearfield Doctrine, Accardi Doctrine, Ex parte Young, Ex parte Milligan, McCarran-Walters Act, 1952, Judiciary Act, 1789, Section 32, Judgment Nil Hil Dicit. All are specifically called into this document. They are all governing law, which must be accepted. The current 13th and 14th Amendments are bogus and must be rejected. Take heed of the Blackstone commentaries. The DOJ is agent to the entity responsible for the enumerated requirements of Article 3, the one Supreme Court that must claim original jurisdiction. To be a court, I would consider to have jurisdiction when found in conjunction with Amendment 7. That court. The DOJ has failed miserably in their responsibilities. We must do it ourselves. We define the words we use. We decide our method of communication. This communique is not intended to mislead, defraud, deceive, or threaten in any way, and is submitted with good faith and clean hands. I do lawful, not legal, and this is my best effort. I close with love, peace, harmony, and a prayer. A U.S. Marshal determined that my prayer was not a threat. Then he reneged on his word, which was only good one time. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. On Oregon, without the state of Oregon, a.k.a. all caps state of Oregon, within the United States of America, the constitutional Republican form of government. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air. And I fought. I swear to God. He's just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.